FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A body has been found in the River Medway in the search for a missing kayaker. Nicola has the very latest for KMFM.
Well, emergency crews were called after the 46-year-old who worked in Medway failed to return home to London. It's thought he used his kayak on the river yesterday evening. Coast Guard teams, two helicopters and RNLI lifeboats have been searching the water between Rochester and King's North Power Station. But within the last hour, police have confirmed a body's been found on the riverbank near the Esplanade in Rochester. The man's family have been told.
KMFM News.
Junior doctors in England have begun the latest round of strike action. They're walking out for 48 hours in their dispute with the government over a new contract. Only emergency care is being provided. Ian Rudd's a junior doctor at the Kent and Canterbury Hospital.
The contract that the government wants to impose is unfair and unsafe. We are concerned about working hours, about safety, and about protecting junior doctors in the future from further attacks on their pay and working conditions.
The government says the strike is irresponsible and disproportionate. A Folkestone man admitted causing the death of a pensioner whilst driving at nearly twice the speed limit. Jakub Mikalski was going at almost 60 in a 30 zone when he crashed into the victim's car on Cheriton High Street last August. The 31-year-old from Cheriton Road has pleaded guilty to causing death by dangerous driving. He'll be sentenced later this month.
KMFM News.
The man who's interested in buying Tata's UK steel operations says he's serious about going ahead with the deal. The government is attempting to broker a sale which could save thousands of jobs. Sanjeev Gupta from Liberty House says discussions are still in the very early stages, but wants one thing to happen before he agrees anything.
Our model is based on melting scrap, which requires a lot of energy. We need a competitive energy price. UK is one of the highest energy price environments in the world. That needs to be rectified. It has been rectified partially already, but not enough. Even after the partial rectification, we're still double of what we are in France and Germany.
The government's being urged to carry out a review after it was revealed a college in Kent for young deaf adults was made to close after inspectors found shocking levels of abuse. Westgate College shut towards the end of last year after the Care Quality Commission stopped the John Townsend Trust from providing residential care there for 19 to 22-year-olds. Brian Gales from the National Deaf Children's Society.
We have to remember that children and young people have come from hundreds of miles away to Margate for specialist care that they needed, but obviously in some cases they were not getting.
It's emerged a Greenhithe man who's been missing since Friday is a serving police officer. Gordon Semple, who's a PC based in Westminster, failed to return home from work and was last spotted near the Shard in London. We've tweeted a picture of the 59-year-old via at KMFM News. An investigation's underway following a reported break-in at a homeware store in Ashford. It's claimed thieves targeted the John Lewis shop shortly before midnight on Monday. It's not yet known if anything was taken. Dog owners in the UK who haven't had their pet microchipped now face a fine of up to £500 under new laws. If caught, owners have 21 days to comply before being given the penalty. A new law is aimed at reducing the number of strays. Casey McIntosh, who's a vet at Barrow Hill Surgery in Ashford.
We don't want these dogs in kennels, we want them back with their owners, and obviously with the dog theft that's going on, dogs change areas quite rapidly as well, so it's a good way of tracing them straight back.
Two more large buildings at an old power station in Kent have been demolished. The 71-metre-high buildings at King's North have been brought down as part of an ongoing work to clear the site. There'll be four more demolitions before the large chimney there goes early next year. And Prince Harry's unveiled the UK's team for this year's Invictus Games. 110 veterans and seven men and women have been selected for the Paralympic-style event, which will be held in Orlando next month. David Wiseman's the UK's captain. He says Harry is a constant support to the Games.
He has been a driving force in making the concept and bringing it to the UK and keeping it alive and bringing it to life. And so, yeah, I think this is hugely important to him. And it's hugely important for the UK Armed Forces team that he's here today and he's been to the training, he's been to the selection. He knows them.
Sport.
Rugby and England's Joe Marler's been banned for two games and told to pay an equality charity £20,000. He's been found guilty of misconduct for derogatory comments he made about the heritage of Wales forward Samson Lee. Rugby Union World Cup winner Will Greenwood hopes this action will help protect the image of the sport.
Whatever context it was said in, there is no place for that language. And I know Joe Marler has apologised immediately, but I think in the grand scheme of how rugby needs to grow and how it needs to be seen in the wider context of the public opinion, we need to be strong on that language.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.